Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
All right, email here. What do you got going on in your life that you'd like to share with The Bird Show? In this case right here, it's a email defending Britney Spears' family, which you don't hear a lot of right now.
This is not our typical dilemma email. Mm-mm. This was sent directly to me, and they were listening to our show and heard our segment talking about the Britney Spears memoir, The Woman in Me. And I had seen, like, obviously the media coverage and the tabloid coverage. And, you know, we've talked about it extensively in the entertainment buzz. And it seemed like Britney Spears was pointing a lot of fingers at people, but not taking accountability. But then I read the book, a.k.a. listened to it on Audible. And I was like, oh, no, homegirl has every right to be mad. Like, her life from her youth, from her father being an alcoholic to what her significant others did to her leading up to the conservatorship and then being hospitalized for months on end. It was like nobody's looked out for her for a very long time. And it was kind of sad. So we talked about it at length on the show. And for me, reading the book kind of gave me the why she is the way she is, why she acts the way she does on Instagram with the you know, dancing and the outfits, et cetera. Like, all that kind of made sense now. Well, I got this email, and I'm a firm believer there are two sides to every story. I really do. And I said I took everything Britney said with a grain of salt. Because, you know, it is her truth. It is her perspective. It is her version of events. I'm sure her family has a very different one. So nonetheless, even if you dial back some of the embellishments or whatever, it's still messed up what the girl went through. So I get this email, and I'm going to keep it anonymous because it's somebody who knows the Spears' family. And they wanted to have their back and tell a little bit of their side of the story. So it starts, "Hi, I've been listening to you guys ever since I moved from Louisiana to blank a few years back. I love you guys, but I wanted to reach out about something and give a little insight. The Britney book." And then it was the emoji. "Please just be careful when discussing it. I know the family well. And Miss Lynn and Jamie Lynn are two of the kindest people you'll ever meet. They have asked all friends and family to not publicly speak about Britney or the family. They are very protective of her. But they are also getting death threats daily. People are saying they hope Jamie Lynn's young daughter gets R-word and killed. They are telling Miss Lynn her sister deserved to die of cancer, or they wish it would have been her instead. It's daily and it's constant. The book may be Britney's truth, but it doesn't make it reality. I listen to you daily and know you have critical thinking skills. The biggest pop star isn't going away for 3 months to an institution over energy pills." So I'm going to pause here. When they, when Britney Spears was put into a hospital, and this is when the Free Britney movement really kicked up because they were like, she's being held against her will, blah, blah, blah. What led up to that was her taking energy supplements, which apparently, according to Britney, were over the counter. Somebody had given them to her and they told her she couldn't take them. Well, she got busted taking energy supplements again. And that's when they supposedly sent her to this institution. Right. She also wasn't allowed to drink alcohol, you know, caffeine, things of that nature. So that's what she said she was doing. She was taking energy. So it obviously made it seem very, like, ridiculous that her family would send her away for 3 months over energy supplements.
Right.
She goes, "I listen to you daily. Know you have critical thinking. The biggest pop star isn't going away for 3 months to an institution over energy pills. She was at one of the most expensive places in the country. That place is not jeopardizing their reputation and the potential to get sued by locking her up over energy pills. She says she couldn't go to spas under the conservatorship, but in the same chapters discusses traveling the world." She talks about not being allowed caffeine and alcohol, but research how those can increase psychosis episodes in people with mental illness. Britney's family tried to protect her so she could see her kids. Notice how she hasn't seen them since the conservatorship ended. She's the only mom y'all would excuse for not talking to her kids for 3 years. I understand how things might seem from the outside, but please remember that feeding Brittany's narrative is the reason the family is getting the awful sexual and violent threats. They are humans and damn good ones, too. They deserve peace. God bless.
So, Cass and I are going to have two different thoughts on this. So, in my life experience, in both business and in my personal life, what I realize is that we look through life through very different lenses, right? We have been part of a narrative where one person saw a situation very differently than the rest of the people in here. And I saw that narrative play out on social also, and it wasn't any of our experiences. So when I'm hearing this from Brittany, who has suffered from some mental illness also, this is her truth. Mm-hmm. This is her lens. But I've maintained from the very beginning also that her parents are in a very tough situation, because even if your kids are talking out about you publicly, I feel like if you're a responsible parent, you can't do anything about that publicly. You got to let that play out, man. You can't get into this verbal back and forth publicly. It is just, it's not the right thing to do as a parent. It really isn't. So a lot of this stuff hasn't been making any sense to me. And I have sort of wondered the same thing that's been in this email is like, I wonder if the situation on the parents' end looks the same as it does on Brittany's end. And I wonder if the parents aren't saying anything because they truly are trying to protect their kid.
I'm sure it is different. I feel like the truth is somewhere in the middle. And reading the book, it feels like some stuff is glossed over. First, I want to say that death threats against anyone, especially a child, is disgusting. And those people should be ashamed of themselves. You don't go there. That's not a line we cross. Here's my deal, though. Reading this, and I'm sure at the beginning it was in Brittany's best interest, and I'm sure there were things in her best interest. To say she hasn't talked to her kids for 3 years, I think is unfair because it's a two-way street. Her father, there was a restraining order taken out against him because he physically assaulted her son. There are markers. He was an alcoholic. He owed the company that he signed on to be co-manager of the conservatorship. He was financially indebted to them when he signed her on. She didn't want to do the second residency, and he tried to force her to do it. She didn't want to perform. He made her do it. So I'm sitting here, while maybe all of it, some of it in Brittany's eyes, like, you know, going to rehab for 3 months over energy pills. What's the real story there? We might not actually know what the actual truth is. He and the family forced her to work against her will by claiming that she was mentally incompetent that she couldn't manage herself. If you're that mentally incompetent for a conservatorship to be put in place, you can't tour, which is what the going around the world part was. You can't work. You can't do Vegas shows. You can't do interviews. So that's where my issue is. It's not that the family is trying to protect her, because clearly there's something else going on, and it's really none of our business too, but there's something else going on in the middle. But there was clearly abuse there, and a woman was basically forced to work for 13 years with barely seeing any of the income that she brought in against her will.
There's another issue here that's really even more important than that, and that's your hair looks really good today.
Thank
you. It's really, really nice.
You know, Brittany once told me that she liked my hair.
Oh, that's right.
I like your hair.
That's right. It looks really, really nice today.
Thank you.
How do you pull off bangs, man? You're the first person I've ever seen to pull it off.
Thanks.
Really nice.
I mean, I only get it right once out of every 7 days, but I appreciate it.
The Burt Show.